And sometimes when I'm grateful for the success of the show and the success of the network we do, it's not because, of course, it's not because I don't know the value that I bring to the table or because I don't see myself fully. It's because I know that there are other people who are as talented, as hardworking, as gifted, you know. They may not have one thing or the other, but there are people who have things that I don't have. And that I'm not the only person that deserves to have a seat at the table or a seat in front, you know, or to have my voice heard. So from that angle, it's a sense of, I'm glad that this one is working out. Now, when I come to that table, what I try to do is to bring something else to the table in the knowledge that there are other people who are just as good. And that has always been the way that I bring myself to the world. You know, somebody said to me the other day, but I'm an introvert, you know, people's energy from the public sucks. And I'm like, there is no, and everybody who knows me knows, there's no harder, I'm an extreme introvert. But what I do is, and I understand that I live in the world, and the world was not designed for me. You know, it wasn't designed only for me, it was designed for all of us. And therefore, while I must indulge my introversion, I must also come out of my own shell. Because I'm in the world to engage. Essentially, I'm like, if I want to sell my visions, I want to create relationships, I want to build things, what value am I going to add beyond just being myself? Be yourself is one of the worst advice I've ever heard. Be yourself. No, be the best possible version of yourself. And that's what Vijay Adams is hinting at when he talks about, look, people say, well, I'm talented, I should get the jobs. No, add value. People seem to have a talent fetish where you say, oh, it's only people that have talent that should succeed. Okay, that was always unfair, bro, to people that didn't have talent.
I was stupid. I was like them. I want to get it on merit. Baba, there are multiple people that can do it equally
well, and then people need an extra.
So it's whoever has the extra that will win.
Yes.
So always build an extra value.
Yeah. Bring something extra to the table. Do not leave your house in the morning assuming that you are the only person who has the capacity to sit in certain chairs or speak into certain ears. You know, maybe you are lucky, it works out for you. For many people, it doesn't. We see them angry, bitter, regretful, attacking other people, jealous of other people because they think that those people got it for a bad reason. Even worse, I think, is the idea that, you know, like he mentioned, actors, some people say, oh, I want to get an actor because the actor has more social media followers. And then he said, and that doesn't mean that everybody has to do that. Well, if what you need is talent plus following, then put in the work.
So I'm like, oh, okay, so social media is not an integral part of the conversation?
Yes.
Because that's the problem I see with a lot of people. They say, they only hire them because they get social media numbers. Go and get social media numbers.
That is...
Go and get social media numbers.
You know, but what you shouldn't want to do is to dismiss the achievements of others that are creating some, that are adding more value to what you already have. You know, there is a laziness in wanting people to give you what you think you want simply because you exist. It is the height of humility and, you know, an understanding of what life really is about to constantly ask yourself, what extra can I do? What value can I add? What more can I bring to the tables that I want to sit at?